WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop.
Leroy's Body Shop offers full collision repairs. Leroy's Body Shop. They treat people right, do great work, and get cars back fast.
It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Yeah, dude.
Good morning. 7:33.
Jeez, bro.
You're late. 7:33, it's Brock, it's Hunter. All right, let's get to it. Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. By the way, go see Joey C's Pizzeria, M139 Benton Harbor. Got a lot of great food items, not just pizza. They got pizza, pasta, subs. I was there the other day, got the Joey C's sub. Wow. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Got the 13-incher. Dude, you can feed a family of four with that thing. It's huge.
Seriously, though.
Huge. Seriously, go check them out. Joey C's Pizzeria. What's the matter for you?
Hey.
As much as we love the smell of pizza, especially at Joey C's, today we're talking about what's your favorite non-food smell? Because we all love the smell of food. You know we're going to eat. It's delicious. But what's your favorite non-food smell?
Does mine count? And I'm going to ask you if it does or not.
Okay.
Because it kind of has to do with food. This might not be my favorite, but it's just the most recent one. I smelled it last night. So we were using charcoal lighter fluid to light the charcoal for the smoker last night.
Yeah.
And for some reason, when that lighter fluid burns off of the charcoal, I love that smell.
Here's a question for you. Are you drinking the lighter fluid?
I might have.
Are you eating the charcoal?
I might have.
Then it is not food. If it is, anything's food if you put it in your mouth and chew it.
It's kind of food related, though.
No, it's different. Different, yeah. So because I've used lighter fluid to just light a fire before.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is the greatest thing.
Yeah, it's very true. Hey, it's better than gasoline. Don't ever use gasoline.
Don't listen. Don't be a pussy like Hunter. Gasoline is perfect for lighting fires.
Just give my sister a call. She's a nurse at Bronson. She'll tell you.
I remember one time my brother was lighting a fire. Hey, lots of times, Dad always taught us, if you're going to use it, use a cup. Don't use the gas can. Well, us being dumb, stupid kids up on a hill. Again, when kids were allowed to just play with fire for no reason.
Right, right.
Logan, he was lighting a fire and he took it. And I was like, oh, don't do that. And he lit it and it came up and it lit the top of the gas can on fire.
Of course it did.
So he does that little 360 and then
twirls and launches it.
Launches it, which is good. It got it away from us. And of course my brother, but then it landed kind of in the tall grass. And it was fun. It was a fun, eventful time on the farm.
I'm sure there was laughs.
We should not be here.
No.
My favorite non-food smell? I love it. I can smell it right now. It's when you buy a canister of tennis balls and you get that airlock right there. I love the smell. And close to it is racquetballs.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the canister, if it's the air in there, but dude, just you will find me in the sports aisle of Walmart cracking over tennis balls
just
until they shoo me out of there.
Just gonna ask you. When was the last time you played tennis?
So it's been a while since I've played tennis.
How often is he smelling these things?
I was using some tennis balls for a little project I was working that I found off Pinterest.
For your walker?
Yes, for my walker. For my Harvey Weinstein court date. So I got it and I was like, oh my God, I haven't smelled tennis balls. And just, I cracked that open and I sat there for like 5 minutes.
People just staring at you.
Yeah, the neighbors are like, all right, we're moving.
Does that get you high or something? Why is that guy?
Yes, it does. That's my favorite non-food smell.
So when you go get your tennis balls at the store and they're all cracked open, I think we all know who.
Damn it, Brock.
Are you serious, man?
My tennis balls aren't fresh anymore.
They're stale.
Which, by the way, I guess I've never figured out why are they vapor locked.
For the smell?
But does that, like, do tennis balls expire if they're not vapor locked in it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're not as good after the expiration date.
And then you can use the canister for so many things.
A great pro life hack is if you take tennis balls, because you only put like three or four of them in there.
I think there's four in there.
If you get like 12 of them, cut them all in half, you can fit all 12 in there.
But why would I cut my tennis balls in half?
I guess you got a good point.
Well, this tennis sucks. Why'd you cut your tennis balls in half? Well, Hunter said I could store them all in there. Well, I just store more of them.
Terrible pro-life
terrible
tip.
Terrible tip right there. All right, we'll be back. 925-WIRX. Comment on Facebook. We'll get to yours. What's your favorite non-food smell? Hey, good morning. 747 Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid?
Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What is your favorite non-food smell? We all know food smells good, but what's your favorite non-food smell?
I got a good one, and you can't smell it here in Michigan.
What?
Period. Sorry.
Period.
Out the door, you're done. Don't even try to smell it here in Michigan.
What?
Not going to happen. It's called Cutwood Sugar Bear Vape Juice. I don't know. Some kid had it at a bowling alley one time way back. And I'm like, dude, that is the one of the best smelling things I've ever smelled in my life. It smells like, it's like Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
But see, that's food, though.
It smells like food, though.
I'm gonna veto that one.
Come on.
I'm gonna veto it.
Well, you gonna drink your vape juice?
Well, no, but the point is, though, is it still has a food-esque smell.
So does the charcoal.
No, it does not. That's charcoal. That is charcoal smell.
Some people would consider that the smell of food.
No, you're wrong. You're dumb. That doesn't count. Because it smells like Cinnamon Toast Crunch, which is food.
You're just mad because you're never going to be able to smell it. That's what it is.
I've smelt it, and you never get to.
Ever.
Rob had a good answer on Facebook. He said, used 50-weight oil. Loved working on my Harley.
Dude, yes.
Any kind of engine smell, I really do. Especially that gas.
My dad's got a solvent tank that he cleans parts. Dude, I will lean over that. It might get you high. I'm not sure, but I'm I don't really care. It might be burning some brain cells, but who cares? I can lean over that thing and just.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, breathe. No, you're killing brain cells, but it's worth it.
Dude, his whole shop smells like it. It's awesome.
Let's see. Shayla said libraries, fresh cut grass, Michigan vineyards on a warm fall
Birds
day.
Birds chirping, blue skies.
Fresh baked cookies, Aquanet, and babies.
Aquanet.
Yeah, you just go around sniffing babies?
Aquanet. What?
Yeah, Aquanet. Does that have a good smell?
I don't know if that's good for your lungs.
I always got the original. Yeah, no, absolutely it's not. They stopped making Aquanet because it was ruining the environment.
Right. I used an Aquanet and smoked a cig and nearly burned myself down.
Let's see. Bob said grape fields. Actually, there is one. If you're on Napier, there is one like peak season.
It smells
like someone opened up a jar of grape jelly. It is amazing.
Yeah. If you just head out to the Baroda area,
but
you know, where all the wine fields
again,
are.
Again, though, I'm going to have to veto it because it's food. That's food it's related. Food.
You're
it's
very
food.
True.
You dumbass. let's see. Debbie said, the top of my husband's hair. Aw, that's adorable. Kiki always tells me I stink. She's like, oh, you stink.
My head still smells like the fire from last night.
Joshua said, the tears of your enemy. All right.
They go.
Robert said, pine trees. Yeah, I like that. Nice smell of pine, fresh pine. Too much so you'll smell like a cab driver.
Right.
How about this one? Patty said, a brand new $100 bill.
Yeah, they do have a distinct smell. She's absolutely right on that.
I'm more of a fan of the smell of the cocaine coming up through the $100 bill. Does that count?
No.
I'm not addicted to cocaine. I just love the way it smells.
Right.
All right, here we go. Good morning. 7:57. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Here we go.
Here, Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What's your favorite non-food smell? You're out there sniffing around.
There's so many out there. There's so many good smells. How about this, real quick? Have you ever driven to Florida?
Yes, I have.
It's like immediately, this might count as food too, because it is oranges. But man, you cross that border, it's immediate. It's like, this smells like Florida. I am in Florida right now. I don't know what it is.
The salty ocean, maybe?
No, it's the oranges.
It's the oranges.
Yeah.
This is the meth. You're smelling the
meth.
It
might be the mix of the saltwater, meth, and oranges. But you don't smell it in Georgia. I'm telling you.
Georgia's got peaches.
Peaches. Maybe they don't smell as much, but man, you cross that line. I am in the Sunshine State.
You can smell it.
Yeah.
It smells like a box of orange juice. Brittany had an interesting one. New shower curtain liner.
How many of those are you getting?
That kind of, that's maybe why it's so special.
You know what it is? I think it's vinyl?
Well, it's the plastic. Or it's plastic or vinyl. I don't know. But, you know, I kind of agree with that. That fresh.
Kind of the same as a new tennis shoe?
Kind of. Anything that's got maybe that rubber kind of smell? I don't know.
Because those new shoes smell. I really do like that.
Gotti likes the smell of fireworks. Ooh. Was that sulfur?
Yeah, sulfur.
Yeah. Elizabeth said brand new shoes.
I'm telling you, they smell fresh.
Inside of the shoe.
Uh-huh. How about a new car? New car smell.
New car smell, yeah. Yeah, that's all right. Let's see.
I'm surprised nobody has said baby.
Oh, no, a couple people have said baby.
Yeah.
Babies, I think, just smell like I don't know if it's the baby smell or if it's like the stuff you're using to clean the baby.
That correlates with animals, too. I know it does with cats. I've never had a new dog, but do new dogs smell like that?
No, they
have a different smell.
Yeah, it's a different smell. But, like, our dogs always smell good after we bathe them, but that's just the more the shampoo. Like, but it does smell good.
Taz, the recent game we just got, because we got him really, really, really small, a couple weeks old, just smells different.
Smells different?
Smells like a new cat smell or something. I have no idea. I can't explain it.
Sniffing your cat?
Yeah. Under its tail.
good God. Big Papa Jay said fresh mowed hay. I will say that. Being a farm kid, there's something.
What is it?
A fresh cut hay.
Okay.
Oh, dude, it smells so good. It smells so good.
And if somebody says fresh cut grass, you know what that is? It's a distress signal of the grass that was just cut.
Screaming, you're going to die soon. Andrea had a good one. The smell of rain. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that
smells good.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people said gas, which, again, just little sniffs. Pace yourself.
It does, though.
Pace yourself.
Smells good.
Jason had a good one. Ganja.
Ganja.
That sweet, sticky, icky, man.
Smells like a skunk.
I hate to say it. I do love the smell of cigarettes.
Yeah.
I hate to say that. I like the smell of a cigarette.
I can't hop on board with you on that one. You know who else does? A lot of ex-smokers.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They'll walk right through your smoke path just to get that whiff.
We'll end with Jonathan's. Jonathan said chloroform. You know, Jonathan.